In the time before memory, we knew only the great nothing. It enveloped us from all sides, and within its darkness we did wither and starve. Then came the light of salvation. When Advar, the Divine Illuminator, did forge his holy sanctum to stem the tide of the great nothing and to shield the faithful from the endless midnight. It is in his deference that we call ourselves Advari. As High Cleric, and in the sight of our Sovereign Empress, Valendra the Sixth, I proclaim your initiation as Clerics of the Faith Eternal. You will each travel to priories across the many hundreds of worlds of our Holy Empire. There, you will grant guidance to the faithful, lead them in their worship, and accept from them their final sacrifices in preservation of the Sanctum of Advar. Only through
sacrifice. I'm certain our newest clerics will serve the faith dutifully, my lady.
Where is Lord Arvanus? And Factotum Remad, has my entire court seen fit to abandon their duties today?
I'm sorry, my lady. No one has seen them. Their duties must be urgent.
Their duties are here, as I have commanded. Find them at once.
Of course, my lady.
Your Grace.
High Cleric Lantris, you spoke well.
I merely spoke the truth, Your Eminence. As always. The words have meaning not because they are spoken, only because they are listened to.
A surprising perspective for a High Cleric. Surely the truth remains a worthy cause, whether it is spoken to a million followers or to none at all.
The truth, unheeded, can be indistinguishable from a lie, Your Majesty. And a lie, unabated, can become indistinguishable from the truth.
The Sojourn, Season 1, Episode 4, Dust and Shadow, by Daniel Orrett. Starring Larissa Thompson as Captain Cassandra Farron, Emily Serdahl as Director Elizabeth Anselet, Laura Faye Smith as Tamara Mullary, and Ben Prendergast as Matthias Croft. Also featuring Lelia Symington as Empress Valendra the Sixth, Amy Kay as Syndra Tassira, and Marta da Silva as High Cleric Darcelia Lantris.
Didn't know you were practicing. I should have buzzed. You okay?
I'm fine. Just having a what-the-hell-are-we-doing-here kind of moment.
Yeah, I'm averaging 5 or 6 moments like that a day.
I don't feel good about dragging you guys out here, putting you in danger. We had a good thing back in Tantalus, a ship and a crew. No one's problems but our own. Privateer's life is better than most.
You couldn't have known how things would turn out. I am a little worried about you taking this adjutant job, though. You've come a long way in the last few years, but...
I know. It's only until we find some CDF captain or something out here to take over. Right now, we've only got each other to rely on, and if I can help keep these people safe, then I have to try. Trust me, I'll be just as happy as you when it's over.
All right. But I'll hold you to that.
I'm sure you will.